This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Begin with some breaking news on the HICAMP campaign. They have created quite a mess for themselves in their 11th hour panic to try and gain some traction in the campaign against Senator Heidi HICAMP. We'll have the details for you. In fact, the campaign just responded to the mess up as well. So we have that. It's not good. It's not good at all. And it kind of tracks with what we were talking about yesterday. In the levels they will go to try and change the dynamic and ultimately, obviously, be successful in a campaign. I guess when there's no rules, when you just lie at will. You know, and lie is such a strong word. You know, if I'm trying to find my pen and I can't find my pen, and I look over and the pen is actually kind of hidden but next to Todd, I say, did you take my pen? Oh, I didn't take my pen. Isn't that what you usually say, Todd? I didn't take your pen.
Take your pen, but yeah.
What about right there? Oh, I didn't realize it was over there. See, that's not a lie. He didn't know he'd said it over there. He'd forgotten all about it, and maybe I said it there, so, you know, it wasn't anywhere near a lie. But if you say, Kevin Cramer raised his own salary when he didn't, and independent organizations say he didn't, and basic process and how it works in North Dakota says it didn't, and you keep running the ad, you are lying. You're disregarding the truth to the point where, you know, your political fortunes are more important than the truth. And that's where you've lost your balance altogether. You've gone to a dark place that doesn't belong in politics. Well, they did it again. Now they are putting out an ad in the name of standing up for sexual assault survivors and folks that they believe would be hurt by words from Congressman Kevin Cramer, which is in and of itself a little silly, put together this ad to say all these women are sexual assault survivors and what Kevin Cramer did was wrong, wrong, wrong. And they all signed it. Isn't that something? Guess what? Women are coming forward saying, that wasn't me. Wait a minute. Why are you identifying me? I'm not a sexual assault survivor. I'm not a Heidi HICAMP supporter. Why is my name there? And the campaign is pointing fingers at others for how it happened. Of course, that's just so beautiful, priceless. But anyway, that's a significant story today that's getting some traction even with some national reporters poking around. So Rob Port of the Say Anything blog broke that story today, and they responded to him. Now, I think it was last night, late, maybe early this morning, I forget when. But it's very recent. So I want to get your take on that today, and then hopefully Todd will stop stealing my pen, and Heidi will stop lying. Then we can move on
and
to other
Scott
things.
Will stop raising his own salary.
Yeah, I'll stop raising my own salary because I can't do that either. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number for you to weigh in on this story or any others today on the program. I welcome your text too at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. We even have a parody contributed by a listener today, Todd, about the whole campaign thing.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah. You know, kind of like a Rush Limbaugh-like parody? He has those funny songs. Yeah. So we have that today. Don't let me forget to play that. That'll be a grand old time. We're gonna have a good time. We also today on the program are going to do a focus on a couple of measures We've done a lot of late on Measure One. We can't do enough on Measure One. This is the one measure, ladies and gentlemen, that I really encourage you to read, to understand. There's a lot of details in there. To look at people like the Catholic Conference and the ACLU and the North Dakota Farm Bureau and, I go right down the list. Energy business groups, GNDC has been very vocal against this from the beginning. North Dakota Petroleum Council, many others as well. Of just how bad it is. It's so deceitful. It is. Now, I've yet to hear anybody call me and say, good idea. And I would encourage anybody that thinks Measure One is a good idea to call, because I want to learn why you think this is a good idea. We're changing the North Dakota Constitution. We're creating an ethics commission that already exists. We're getting an unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy in the middle of our governance. It's a game. It's a game to say, okay, we can't beat them at the ballot box. Let's just throw a bunch of silverware and everything in the kitchen sink. Just throw it all at them. That's what it is. Charities are assaulted. People who donate to a charities get the Heidi Heitkamp treatment, get their name, put on a letter, get exposed without doing anything other than donating to their favorite charity. So anyway, that's why we've talked a lot about Measure One, and I just wanted to say, as we talk about a couple of different measures today, if you, in fact, support Measure One, I'd like to hear from you. It'd be the first time I talk to anybody that thinks it's a good idea. Giant no vote on Measure One. Now, what's the other measures? We're going to talk about Measure Number Three today. Measure Number Three legalizes marijuana. A lot of concerns there. This has happened in other states. What's happened there as a result of it? We're going to answer some of those questions today. We're also going to talk to the chair of the sponsoring committee of Measure 4. You've asked for more information on Measure 4. I've professed to not know everything I should know about Measure 4. I want to know more. I've heard good. I've heard bad. I want to hear. We're going to talk to the supporter, the person that was part of the sponsoring committee that went to get the signatures. What's behind this? I know it's for first responders. I know it's to give back to them, and many times they're volunteers, so this is pretty, it's worthy of our consideration. Are we doing everything we can do for first responders? But is this the right approach? That's sort of what we're going to tackle today on the program. And then we also have Eugene Grainer here, because I don't know if you've noticed, soybean farmers, but there's some movement in the market. Things are rather interesting here, what's going on. And we have some big shiploads of soybeans headed for China. What's that all about? What's going on? There again, folks like Heidi Heitkamp and others have hoped that farmers are really dumb, and that if they just say the trade war is awful and terrible and horrible and can never be fixed, and this was just awful and China hates us now and they'll always hate us and they'll never buy our soybeans and all the scare tactics they try will work and we'll connect. But we want to give you facts on the soybean market, and we'll do that today on the program. So we got a lot to pack in. Let's get to some phones here so we can find out what's on your mind, too. Dave and Rolla. Go ahead,
yes,
Dave.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm getting these mailers about not who to vote for, but who to vote against. Vote against the candidate Heitkamp. Now, I haven't decided for sure, but I'm leaning towards her because these goat-humping scroats in Washington are sending me something telling me to vote against a candidate instead of for someone, and I really don't like that. I'll go ahead and listen on the air.
Yeah, Dave, I hear you. It's part of campaigns, unfortunately. It's how they do it. I haven't received any campaign material suggesting that I vote against Heidi Heitkamp. I've received a ton saying I should vote against Kevin Cramer from her. So you're getting the opposite. That's just kind of par for the course. My advice to you would be to not vote that way. In other words, not vote based on an ad that tells you one thing. In other words, you're ticked because you don't like the fact that Washington political operatives are telling you how to vote on a race. I get that, but I wouldn't let that determine my vote. I'd say, what do I believe? I like higher taxes or lower taxes? for like higher taxes to vote for Heidi. She voted against lower taxes. Kevin Cramer for Iran, giving them billions of dollars. You know, one candidate supported that, Heidi Heitkamp. If I don't like that idea of billions going to Iran and duffel bags full of cash, then I vote Cramer. You know, just keep going on down the line to your issue and decide exactly, you know, where you're at. Kevin Cramer on the ag front has said, let's try and make things better for our farmers. Let's go out and try and open up new markets and negotiate better deals. We'll have short-term pain, but hopefully we can have long-term gain. In some cases, we already have. NAFTA is a prime example. NAFTA is a big win. Heidi Heitkamp would have had her way. She was cheerleading for defeat. And by the way, she originally opposed NAFTA, was against it. Then, when it could help her in a campaign when Trump's trying to fix NAFTA, then she was all, oh, leave it alone. It's great. I love it. Oh, now we fixed it, and we've got silence. So I would just get to the core issues that you believe in and find out where the two candidates are at. That'd be my advice.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, it's Scott Hennen. My wife, Marie, and I, our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Your Mind is powered by our fine sponsors, and that includes the good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you go to their website, I talk about their website a lot, but it's a good resource, hatandsons.com, and then you click on commercial and commercial contract maintenance below that. They tell you all about Link Service, where H.A. Thompson builds a unique maintenance program to give you a financial and a mechanical solution to, are you ready? Lower, yes, less, lower owning and operating costs. That's right. So they broke the old model, which was, you know, provide you service and bill you hourly for repairs, whatever. They don't do that anymore. And this works so much better, and it saves a lot of money. 600-plus buildings are taking advantage of this incredible opportunity to improve the bottom line. Regardless of contract type, the team is over 30 experienced service technicians, fast, friendly service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your service. So pretty amazing. HATandSons.com. Check that out. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Few texts coming in here. And the texts are questioning parts of this story we brought you at the top of the show related to a controversy over a newspaper ad that Senator Heidi Heitkamp has sent out. One of them is, are the women going to sue? I don't know. I do have some information from one of the women that was in one of the posts talking about how this had come out. Let me find that for you here and share that. We have a statement, too. We have a statement now from Senator Heitkamp about all this. So I'll share that with you, too. Here's the woman. I'm not going to say her name because I think she's had her name thrown out there enough, but she's from Bismarck. She is one of several women in the ad. And she said, here's what she's saying exactly. This was posted in the Bismarck Tribune. This is the ad. A lot of these people listed, including me, did not give anyone permission for our names to be posted, she says. I don't even support Heidi Heitkamp, and I'm not a domestic abuse survivor. Should this even be legal, using people's names as part of your campaign? Yeah. The National Republican Senatorial Committee has already weighed in on this, as this is getting some national traction, as well as the North Dakota Republican Party, as you'd expect. Michael McAdams from the NRSC says, eager to save her failing campaign, Heidi Heitkamp has stooped to a new low. In a desperate attempt to exploit the traumatic experiences of sexual assault survivors for her own political gain, Heitkamp released a letter, quote-unquote, signed by survivors attacking Kevin Cramer. Only one problem. A number of women on the letter have come out saying they never agreed to be named, and the Heitkamp campaign used their names without their permission. How's that for dirty politicking? You can't make it up. I am reaching out and writing to you now. This is another woman about the letter. I am reaching out and writing to you now to tell you that this article that you have written is a sham. You should be ashamed of yourself no matter how just or heroic you think you were being. I never, in caps, never. Should I say that a little louder, Tom? Doesn't that mean shout when it's in caps? I never gave my consent or permission, written or verbal, to be involved in anything like this, for, against, or personally affected. For you to take a post off Facebook thinking it was legitimate and portray it as something it wasn't, just to get names on a list, to seem as though you did all this research and factual digging when you really didn't, is absolutely disgusting. I'm sick to my stomach at the thought that not only myself, but many others were taken advantage of in more than one way or another for some politically corrupt and false campaign agenda. I actually think the whole idea of a letter is pretty unseemly, don't you? And, you know, if you disagree, please tell me. But if I'm a domestic abuse survivor, okay? I am in the category of what these women were purported to be when some were not. Do I want my name listed under a letter to Kevin Cramer saying, I wish you would have said this a little differently than that differently? Does that advance the cause one bit? You know what that does to me? That's Heidi Heitkamp saying, how can I use you and your story as a domestic abuse survivor to help me? It's nothing to do with Kevin Cramer. Nothing to do with a letter to him. It's a political affront using these women. Isn't that disgusting?
I don't know. I think it is. Here's the statement the Heitkamp campaign has put out. They know this is a firestorm, and so they're putting out a press release at 8:47 this morning. U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp issued the following statement regarding the campaign's recent newspaper ad. This is another example of how politicians think you're stupid, by the way. The statement on the newspaper ad says, sexual assault is a serious crime. Really? Is that right?
Way to take a stance, huh?
I did not know that, nor did anybody else reading this. What this means is I'm going to say some stuff that's obvious and try and deflect from the fact that we screwed up big time. We screwed up big time. Let's see if we get to we screwed up big time at some point in this statement. Okay, sexual assault is a serious crime and one that too many North Dakota women have experienced. All right, I mean, one is too many, right? So that's sort of a, you know, Captain Obvious statement, too. Next line. In an attempt to bring awareness to this issue and push back against dismissive comments towards sexual assault survivors by Kevin Kramer, our campaign worked with victim advocates to identify women who would be willing to sign the letter or share their story. You see what's going on, Todd? We're throwing somebody under the bus here now. This isn't Heidi's fault. This isn't, the campaign's fault. First of all, it's Kevin Kramer's fault. Because they needed to push back against dismissive comments towards sexual assault survivors, which actually were not dismissive comments towards sexual assault survivors. In fact, they were the comment of his wife and daughters that he was repeating. But they knew that, and it was the New York Times that printed it, so why not lie some more? When you just lie your way into office and lie your way through your entire campaign, why do anything different? Does this disgust anybody else? What a way to go out. So anyway, it was somebody else's fault. We worked with other people, with victim advocates, to identify women who would be willing to sign the letter or share the story. They screwed up. Statement continues. We recently discovered that several of the women's names who were provided to us did not authorize their names to be shared or were not survivors of abuse. See, we did it again. And somebody else screwed up, and they gave us the names we just assumed. They were correct. I deeply regret this mistake, and we are in the process of issuing a retraction, personally apologizing to each of the people impacted by this, and taking the necessary steps to ensure this never happens again. Maybe should have...
Not after the first place?
Maybe should have started with that line in the first place. Yeah. Personally apologizing. A good idea, rather than making it somebody else's fault. But it's how they do it. Unbelievable. We're going to stay on this, folks. We're going to stay on it.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
Don't get stuck in the mud this harvest season. Let Butler Machinery and Alexion Track Combine help you get the crops off the field with 2.9% for 60 months on all used Lexions. Harvest with tracks this season with 2.9% for 60 months. With a deal like this, you can't afford to wait. Contact Butler today and harvest with the best. Lexion Track Combines and Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of a home. You wouldn't even know if it just got blown right off of their footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Saving lives. All about it on What's on Your Mind. Thanks to our wonderful partnership with our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and WSI. WSI has, all kinds of great webinars going on these days. And I also want to tell you a little bit about something I've been excited about. This week, there is some planning going on for November for CPR, AED, and the first aid training in Bismarck. This is the one I'm going to take, right? I haven't decided where and when yet. I'll let you know soon. I got to pick out a date. November 7th in Bismarck, defensive driving, Grand Forks, November 3rd, a DOT compliance in Bismarck, November 5th, reasonable suspicion in Bismarck, November 5th, a suspended worker rescue, Bismarck, November 12th through the 13th, hands-on training for their NDSC training tower for the participants of the suspended work rescue, which is state-of-the-art training. State-of-the-art. NDSC.org. That's the website, NDSC.org. Click on training. It's right at the top left there when you go there. Really easy to find. We're going to take a look at measure number 4 in detail here today. Welcome your calls, 258-0550. Welcome your text, 367-2054. Or Todd, 226-8503. I just realized I didn't have the right screen on for Todd's text, so I'm probably a little bit behind. I'll have to get caught up here on some of the texts. Same with mine. We'll get to them here. Let me take Dimitri in Minot, who's been waiting to weigh in on a different measure we're going to talk about next hour, measure 3. Dimitri, what's on your mind?
Hey, I see a lot of opposition out there, as well as people fighting for measure 3, and I think that there's a lot of opposition because people maybe don't understand what Measure 3 actually fully entails. And there's been the biggest thing that's against us, Measure 3, is that people think that it's just a wide open measure. Like, it completely nullifies the drug marijuana listed in the substance once on the measures written. But legislature wanted us to write it that way so that it could be kept open and easier for them to set tax guidelines on it and everything else and laws on it too. They wanted us to write it that way, but people.
Who's they? Who specifically is so, they?
So it's the people that. So the people like the same thing that went wrong with measure five is that it wasn't written in a way that was able to. I don't want to compare it to Colorado, but in Colorado, it the first year that it went legal, the taxes were perfect on it to where people could afford it, but it also pumped so much money back into the state. People are
Well, I'm hearing two things from the supporters, and one is that It'll be way worse than Colorado as far as what's allowed. And then also that the revenue is not that high. You know, I'm going to ask you if you want, Dimitri, to call back because we're going to talk about this about an hour from now. As a matter of fact, we're going to start on it.
Okay.
Happy to continue with the conversation, but I don't want to keep our next guest waiting. I just wanted to get you in.
Okay.
Bottom line is you're a proponent of Measure 3, and you think that it's not well understood as far as what's on the actual on the ballot.
Correct. I'm just afraid that people are going to vote no because they don't know. That's
I hope they vote no myself. Generally when people don't know, they'll vote no. You know, I mean, I think that's a fair point. But call back next hour if you would, and appreciate the call. I don't see what's better with measure number three passing. I can't point to how life in North Dakota is better. Our next guest is Norval Semchenko. He's the chair of the sponsoring committee for measure number four, gathered the signatures to get it on the ballot, and joins us to talk a little bit about some questions that have come up from our audience about measure number four. How are you doing today, Norval?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me on the air.
What's the original intent? What was the idea behind measure four? What did you want to do?
Well, I just wanted to be able to thank each and every one of these volunteer emergency responders that give so much personally to us as North Dakotans, and just seem to have such very little recognition. We just wanted to say thank you. You're really appreciated for what you do.
Yeah, who could argue with that? That's a fabulous idea. So what method did you choose to say thank you to the volunteer first responders?
Well, being the majority of these people use their own personal vehicles to get to the place where they're going to get on the fire truck or get into the ambulance. We just thought that a license plate on one of their vehicles would be a way to recognize them, and we just thought the least we could do would be to pay the registration, the annual registration for that particular vehicle, plus have it personalized so that they would have a plate that signifies that they are responders, and hopefully it would encourage people to come up to them and just thank them for what they do.
Yeah, no, that'd be a nice thing too, because it is, I mean, small towns would not have emergency services but for volunteers. You know, there's a huge percentage of towns where that's the case. So you pay for the license plate and they get the little designation there. Now, one thing on that, I've heard some people say, well, what if that person is no longer a first responder? How do you sort of handle all the logistics of who is and who isn't currently a first responder and entitled to the license plate and the designation?
Okay. First of all, there's another issue that I heard you just say, this talk about this designation on the license plate. First of all, the license plate will be a totally different from the other license plates, on vehicles. This plate will be a red license plate, and the first three digits will be the zip code of the town that they serve. So, like, if they were Bismarck, that would be a 501. And then the last three characters would be the volunteer's choice. So they could have their initials or their name. That would be up to them what they wanted on those last three the last three characters. So it's a red plate that you could see from a long ways away, and then it would also be personalized for that particular emergency responder.
But I'm saying, if I'm an emergency responder and then I'm no longer an emergency responder, do I keep the plate?
Okay. The whole measure is only about a paragraph long. And the last, very last sentence of the measure talks about that. And I'll just read what the last line of the measure is. And it is, in cooperation with the volunteer organizations, the director of the Department of Transportation shall designate the qualifications and verification procedures for the plates issued under this section. So the volunteer organizations, whether it be the firefighters or the medical folks, in cooperation with the director of the DOT, they will be the ones to make the final determination. And every year, as it is right now, each volunteer department submits a list of people who are currently on call or are members of the volunteer organization. So each year they have to be
renewed or updated or whatever,
yeah,
I suppose.
So you reconcile it to say
are they still on or still not, and if they're not, then I assume they don't have the plate anymore or they're
That would be correct. Yes.
All right. And the other issue here is the parks, right? Is the admission to parks that would be free?
Yes. Yes. That's also part of the measure. Yes.
And that's at all state parks?
Yes.
For any first responder?
Yes. And they would have to be driving that particular vehicle. So if they say, for instance, if there was a firefighter who had it on his pickup and he decided to take his wife's SUV and the family to a state park, that doesn't apply. It would be just the plate itself on that particular vehicle is a entrance pass.
What criticism of this effort that you've undertaken do you most bristle at? Do you think isn't fair?
The only thing that I was out to spend a lot of time visiting with a lot of people, and the only thing that I heard a couple of times is somebody would say, well, you know, I'm a veteran and I should have a free license plate also, and which is, it's a whole different subject, but as far as I have not heard anybody say that these volunteers, they don't deserve some type of recognition.
No, I agree with that. Do we know a cost? I have heard some people ask the cost. Do we know what that is?
That's something that's impossible to come up with an exact number for two reasons. When you waive the registration fee on a vehicle, that it depends what kind of a vehicle that this person is going to put the plate on. It could be a $50-$60 registration fee. It could be some later model vehicle could be $150 registration fee. And so that's kind of an unknown, but you could just probably say $100 would be kind of an average. And then, of course, there would be some people that, and I have had some volunteers that said, I don't want a red license plate. I don't want to have that. And that's up to them. It's up to the volunteer. If they decide not to have it, that's fine. So we don't know how many people are going to apply for it. We don't know what kind of a vehicle it is. And then the admission to the park, a year's pass is $35.
And then, of course, it depends on how many people actually use it, too. So, interesting. I appreciate all the info on this, Norbel. Got a lot of answers for our listeners on measure number four. Thank you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join the best team in the West.
MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, I know I could bring my MyPillow mattress along to Norway and to Washington, D.C. Do you think I could take the MyPillow mattress topper, Todd, or is that a little much? I think that's going to be a little embarrassing through the airport there, kind of dragging that along. Just saying, okay, I can't leave home without it. That's what, you know, exactly. 10-year warranty on this thing. That's how much they back this. Wash and dry it, made in the USA. Back with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. It has this three-layer design on the mattress topper, which really is the secret sauce, if you will, to what makes it so darn comfortable. That's the MyPillow foam for support, so the same thing that's in the pillows. And then the transitional foam is another layer that helps relieve the pressure points. You got a, you know, sore neck or sore shoulder blade or whatever. And then the ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover which is a lot like the pillows as well, because they don't, you know, it's not like you got to toss and turn because of the pillow heating up. So it's great. Right now, save 30% when you use the promo code SCOTT. And when you do, Michael will give you two standard My Pillows absolutely free. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. I'll be bringing the pillows along, though, for sure, to Norway. June 14th through June 29th, by the way. The dates on that. If you've not yet got a brochure, even if you're at all, you know, thinking, well, maybe, maybe not, just no harm in sending me an email, Scott H at flagfamily.com, or calling Carol Juven and the crew at Juven Tours to get you all the details on this Norway and the Land of the Midnight Sun trip. Norway at its very best for us. That's what we're going to do, 1,303 miles of the beautiful western coast of Norway, boat, train, air, luxury motor coach. And by the way, these luxury motor coaches are like Mercedes-Benz, or there's a brand new Volvo coming out, early next year, which we probably will have a chance to use as well. I mean, it has the two doors in it, so you're easy in and out. You know, you're not waiting in lines and just relaxing, and the huge glass, you can see everything. It's just, it's fantastic. And you're going to be able to see the midnight sun, which will be something too. It's only $54.95 per person for everything. And, call Carol. He'll take care of you. 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000. Carol Juven waiting to sign you up for that. We'll be in Washington, D.C. with our fine listeners December 4th through the 8th. I think there's a few spots left on that too. So if that interests you in D.C. to see, you know, I mean, well, about everything. White House. We're going to see the Capitol. We're going to go to the Holocaust Museum. We're going to the Bible Museum. We're going to Smithsonian. We're going to eat like kings. Great meals. Great hotel. It's going to be a great time. That's December 4th through 8th. Send me an email if you're interested on that. Scott H at flagfamily.com. Scott H at flagfamily.com. All right. Let's see here. What do we else do? We have a ton of texts we have not got to. Tyler says, Tyler from Northwest North Dakota is a firefighter and first responder. I feel Measure 4 is a waste of tax money. It's one we were just talking about. I don't think the DOT should be required to provide special plates for us. Seems like a huge waste of tax money. Also, for the small fire department secretaries, this will add more workload, keeping track of affected personnel and reporting to the state new and old hires. My two cents. Thanks. If the state wants to give us free park admission, just make us show our fire department credentials to get in. So a little differently. What do you think of it? Tell me what you think. Someone says, why is there only one voting location in Mercer County? After the day is done, I'm going to have to drive at least 50 miles round trip to vote. I hope to hear a response on the show. Well, I asked my friend Bill Twite. Bill's a legislator and longtime leader up there in Mercer County. And Bill tells me that the county made that decision because it's a true cost savings for the county, number one. Number two, a majority of folks vote by mail now. So there's your answer. You asked, and we got it. Another texter. Both my stepfather and father-in-law are for Measure 3. I'm married and have three little kids. I don't see any logical reason for a yes vote. It literally brings my family nothing positive, only opens the door for negative. Seems like some want to relive their glory days and don't worry about all the consequences. Father-in-law assumes one of my many kids will try marijuana, and why wouldn't we want it to be in a pure form? Pathetic argument. Also sick of the alcohol is worse argument. Just doesn't come into play here. Grow up, not the marijuana. Big no on three from Western North Dakota. All right, thank you. Appreciate that very much. Let's see what else we got. Scott, I'm stopping my tractor. This must be big, Todd. If they're stopping the tractor, that's got to be something big. No? No? Wow. Yeah. I'm stopping my tractor. Okay, why? To make a comment about legalized pot. I grew up in the 60s and 70s. Lost a few friends over pot and leading to harder drugs. You'll never convince me that recreational use is good. Benefits of medical oil is proven to be good, but casual use is devastating. I've seen it. I agree with you. Too many horror stories out there. Way too many horror stories. Another comment on Measure 4. The intention is good, but I see the state adding another position
or a few to maintain this process. Then where does that end? More groups will want to join in, to be fair. That's true. You could do the veterans thing. You could do others. So sounds like a no vote on Measure 4. Another texter, why are there so many young people from other states here working for Heidi? Absentee ballots, voter fraud. There's a reason the National Dems haven't pulled out of North Dakota yet. We better not get too overconfident. Well, I think that's fabulous advice not to get too overconfident. The fact that there are young people here from other states, I don't see as a bad thing. I see it as a good thing as long as they're engaged in, you know, politics and legal, you know, activity. And, you know, I love it when young people are care enough to get involved. But as far as the absentee ballots and voter fraud, watch it. Watch it close. No doubt about it. Thanks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.